Hello and welcome to The Seagull, the place to stay up to date on everything you need to know about the 102nd Intelligence Wing at Otis Air National Guard Base, right here from beautiful Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I'm Tim Sandlin from Public Affairs. Let me get you up to speed on what's going on here at the Wing. Welcome to August 2024. The summer is starting to wind down, but we still got plenty of great weather, so take advantage of all the beaches here on the Cape. Just watch out for the traffic. Online traffic maps are your friend. Well, let's get started. First, we hear from our commander, Colonel Wendy Armijo, as she shares her thoughts for the upcoming RSD.
Hello, I'm Colonel Wendy Armijo, 102nd Intelligence Wing Commander, with your August 2024 command message. Summer may be winding down, but things are just ramping up here at the 102nd. Just last weekend, over 55 airmen from four different squadrons participated in cargo and personnel loading and unloading a C-17 as the 202nd left for deployed field training. And the LRS, Medical Group, and 212th use the opportunity to train on mission essential tasks. Additionally, over 80 airmen from the wing will deploy to 12 different locations in support of multiple COCOMs. And this Sunday is Family Day, where we will have the opportunity to share part of our drill with those who support us most. So, as we pivot back to training and readiness these next few days, I want to take a minute to reiterate our 102nd Intelligence Wing priorities: recruit to retain, a culture of compliance, and back to basics, the Air Force core values. These were intentionally labeled to be simple and easy to remember so that all airmen can recall our focus. The first, recruit to retain talented future airmen to join our team. The Adjutant General asks that all AGR members participate in recruiting activities, but regardless of status, anyone can help. We all can tell our story with others who might be inclined to serve. Share how the Air National Guard has benefited you personally and professionally. Explain that being a member of the Air National Guard is service to both the nation and the Commonwealth, and that it can be done on a full or part-time basis. Just as importantly, we need to work to retain the airmen with whom we serve alongside. We invest a lot into our airmen. The training we receive is valuable, and the talent each of us brings to our respective organizations is vital to mission success. I ask that supervisors have conversations with your airmen, make connections, reinforce the value they bring to your team, and be open to their feedback. If needed, channel that feedback up the chain. We are listening. Also, the fiscal year 25 drill schedule starts in October. This year, there are 8 drills instead of 11, with more 4-day super drills. My intent is that longer drills will allow for more continuous quality training, increased productivity, and readiness. I hope that longer, less frequent drills can also bolster unit cohesion and improve quality of life for airmen, so that we succeed in retaining our most important asset. The second wing priority is to ensure a culture of compliance. The last 16 months have been a time of growth for the wing. We learned where to accept risk, and we've reinforced areas where risk is absolutely not tolerated. Security procedures in the 102nd are fine-tuned. Reviewing our programs and checklists are part of every organization's battle rhythm. And identifying deficiencies and working to minimize gaps is essential to mission assurance. The bar has been raised, and we intend to keep it there. I'm especially proud of our Wing Inspector General Office, who continue to solidify their role in assisting commanders to ensure training meets standards and that compliance is a priority. Our third wing priority is reinforcement of the Air Force core values: integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. I can't say them enough. Core values represent enduring and guiding principles for all 102nd Intelligence Wing airmen. Integrity. It's doing the right thing all the time. It's the compass that keeps us on the right path and includes traits such as honesty, courage, accountability, and humility. Service before self points to duty, loyalty, and respect. The 102nd Airmen deploying this year will sacrifice in ways no other profession requires. They epitomize service before self. As guardsmen, however, there's lots of ways we may be called to commit to something larger than ourselves. And finally, excellence in all we do means we're called to always advance ourselves in knowledge and skills. It requires us to have a passion for continuous improvement and innovation. It also means that we insist that the work we do is stellar, and our interactions with other airmen are always positive and professional. Commitment to core values is one that never ends and always matters. I encourage each of you to fold the Air Force core values into your daily life. When in doubt, ask yourself, is this a core values decision? Hold yourself to the high standard required of us and ask the same of your wingman. 102nd Airmen, welcome back. Have a great drill, and I look forward to seeing you and your families on Sunday.
A team from the 102nd Medical Group was selected to represent the entire Air National Guard at the 2024 USAF Medic Rodeo on Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico. This was an incredible honor, and it represents the level of skill these caregivers have and the confidence that leadership up in the highest levels has in them. The cadre was the only Air National Guard team to compete against 17 active duty units, placing 7th overall. In this audio clip, we hear from Lieutenant Colonel Eric Sabatinelli, Commander of the 102nd Medical Group Detachment 1, and Master Sergeant Dylan Vogel, Public Health Chief from the 161 Medical Group at Arizona Air National Guard, as they talk about this awesome event.
Today we're preparing for the 2024 Medic Rodeo in Cannon, New Mexico. The Medic Rodeo is a competition. It started 16 years ago to see who was the best combat medic in the field. It's evolved now into a global competition representing all Air Force units. So we've been preparing this week with the 161st out of Arizona. They were in the competition 2 years ago and did quite well with it. So they're kind of giving us tips on how we can prepare and be ready for this competition.
Today we're focused on tactical combat care. It's TCCC, also prolonged casualty care, which is PCC. How to first come upon a patient when they've been shot in the field, how to care for them long term, and then treating them in a pre-surgical setting. The biggest thing for them is to stay calm, work as a team, work as a unit, but just focus on the next step and saving that patient's life.
So when we submitted our package to National Guard Bureau, we were selected out of the 89 Air National Guard units to represent the Air National Guard at this competition.
To be selected as like that top team to represent the whole Air National Guard is a huge significance, a representation for thousands and thousands of Air National Guard members to show how good we are in these skill sets. This team has done an excellent job. I think that they have a lot of knowledge. We have a paramedic, a fire captain, a pharmacist as public health. You have an advanced EMT. They're a very knowledgeable team. If they stay focused on the little things and just take the next step to saving the patient's life, they will do very well in this medic rodeo.
Wing members and their family members joined airmen from the 102nd Civil Engineer Squadron in volunteering to support the annual Pan Mass Challenge earlier this month. The PMC's mission is to raise funds for cancer research and treatment at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. 100% of every rider raised dollar goes directly to Dana-Farber. The PMC raises more money for charity than any other single athletic fundraising event in the country. Services specialists from the 102nd Force Support Squadron provided hot meals to cadets of the Civil Air Patrol during their summer encampment on Joint Base Cape Cod. Services specialists prepared breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the students, and they trained and developed their leadership skills through hands-on training and character development activities. The 101st Intelligence Squadron conducted an open ranks inspection on Otis Air National Guard Base on June 14, 2024. Squadron leadership organized the inspection to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the squadron emblem, the longest continuously used patch in the U.S. Air Force, otherwise known as the Seagull. In this audio clip, we hear from the 101st Intel Squadron Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Mike Kelly.
So today, the squadron's here to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Seagull. We felt that getting everybody out of their comfort zone, to include myself, and to go through a squadron-wide open ranks with four individual flights was a challenge that we're willing to accept. So as a practice of good order and discipline, practicing military bearing, reminding ourselves that we're airmen, this was a nod towards that effort. It also was a way to culminate a 14-month period where the squadron wasn't allowed to actually do its job because of the incidents of last spring. So to put all of our airmen on display in their blues, going through a tremendously trying 14 months of 11 different exercises, close to 13 different inspections, a tremendous amount of leaning on one another through a resiliency effort. So for our squadron to actually be in that professional sense, to feel like they're airmen again, proudly standing together in a military formation before we actually went back to mission, the timing couldn't have been better. And honestly, if the strength of the individual airmen wasn't already in place, I'm not sure that they would have been able to handle what we went through for the past 14 months. I hope that they all look back with a sense of pride of what we look like as a unit together.
Airmen of the 102nd Intelligence Wing and 104th Fighter Wing met with members of the Paraguayan military, the Massachusetts National Guard's State Partnership Program partner, to exchange best practices for non-commissioned officer development. Conversations centered around developing the nation's enlisted warfighters. Mass National Guard airmen and their Paraguayan partners exchanged knowledge and experience of how they train, educate, and empower their service members beyond formal professional military education. The State Partnership Program's purpose is to encourage long-term and mutually beneficial relationships with allied nations around the globe. The 102nd Logistics Readiness Squadron and the 212th Engineering Squadron packaged and prepared equipment for military airlift as part of a pre-deployment exercise. As part of the training, the 102nd LRS mobilized 47 personnel from the 202nd Intelligence Reconnaissance and Surveillance Group to Buckley Space Force Base for their mission-ready airman training, and 9 members of the 102nd Medical Group who joined in support. Members of the 105th Airlift Wing, New York National Guard, flew a C-17 Globemaster III from Stewart Air National Guard Base, New York, to Otis Air National Guard Base in collaboration with the training. The aircraft arrived at Buckley Space Force Base with the 102nd Intelligence Wing's cargo, equipment, and personnel the next day before returning after the weekend. In the most recent episode of Chevrons, we spoke to Staff Sergeant Thomas Mannion. Mannion is an intel analyst with the 203rd Intelligence Squadron. He is a 4-time veteran of the Boston Marathon and has ran marathons in New York and London. Running parallel to his passion for long-distance running is his dedication for causes that help others. Along the way, he relies on the tools and techniques he uses in preparing for races and applies them in other areas of his life, both in and out of uniform. Here's an excerpt from that interview.
It teaches you, like, even when something's stressful or even if something is hard in the moment, I think it just makes you a stronger and better human being if you can get through it. It's like, yeah, it's uncomfortable right now, but isn't anything that you try at first going to be uncomfortable? I think it's important for anyone in life. Like, if you don't have goals, whether they're educational, they're physical goals, they're career goals, like, you're not aiming for anything, and that's what makes life worth living. You're always trying to aspire to be better.
Chevrons is now available in video form. You can find us at chevrons.podcast on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Like and subscribe to see future episodes. We've got a fantastic one coming up at the end of August. You won't want to miss it. Thanks for listening to The Seagull. For more news from the 102nd Intelligence Wing, or to learn more about the stories you heard on this program, head over to our website at www.102iw.ang.af.mil/links or search for 102iw on any major social media platform.